Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. We got a special week planned here. I'm very excited. My guest this week is Dr. Ralph Martin, president of Renewal Ministries. That means he's my boss and a longtime friend and great, great teacher in the church. And he's here this week to talk about a new book he's written called The Coming Judgment, Are We Ready? Which is a wonderful book that you're going to hear a lot about this week that really talks to us about essential things that Jesus taught us and the apostles have taught us, and it's come all the way down for 2,000 years in the history of the church, the four last things, essentially, that are so important for us to know and to understand, but more often than not, they're fundamental truths that people are either not aware of or they don't like to think about it. So Dr. Martin's going to help us this week really take a look and take a deeper dive into this. So welcome, Ralph.
Thanks, Peter. You can call me Ralph.
Yes. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I don't call you doctor too often, but
It sounds very strange to me, really.
I thought a great place to start, Ralph, is just to answer the question, why did you write the book?
Well, I've been concerned for many years, each time the Advent season comes around and we start hearing passages about the coming judgment and second coming, that type of thing, and actually, the first couple of weeks of Advent is devoted to preparing ourselves for the second coming, for the final judgment. And then only then do we switch into preparation for Christmas. But I don't know if I've ever heard, really, I've lived a fairly long time now. I don't know if I've ever heard a sermon on the final judgment and the second coming during the Advent season or any time for that matter. And so as I looked into it, as I started studying what God's word really says about the second coming, the final judgment, what the Catechism of the Catholic Church really teaches about it, I said, these are so important truths there. You know, every Sunday, we recite in the Creed, he's coming again in glory to judge the living and the dead. It's a bedrock truth of the faith, and we don't understand the whole purpose of what God's doing until we understand how it ends. So that's why I did it. I've tried different times over the years to write things on it, but I felt like now's the time to do what for me would be the definitive work that I'm capable of doing on it.
And I think one of the key things that you highlight right at the beginning of the book is the lack of people's listening to the words of Jesus, the whole idea, the shocking words of Jesus and how important they are, but so few people seem to know them or hear them.
Yes, they come around in the liturgy all the time. And Peter, we've talked about this many times, like, it isn't just these truths that people don't hear, but it's almost like there's almost like a fog over many people's minds about being able to hear what the Word of God actually says. Because you did those interviews with Peter Crafe years ago on his book, Jesus Shock, and he's so right. He says, if you're not shocked by what Jesus says, you're not paying attention. And that really is true. It really is true. Jesus is saying shocking things. Shocking things are said about Jesus. And if we don't realize that he's the Lord and he's speaking words to us that are actually vital for us to understand why we're alive, what the purpose of human life is, how it's going to end, how Jesus has really come here to rescue us, to save us. Well, anyway, I could go on, but it's just...
You can feel free to go on, by the way, anytime you want.
It's pretty frustrating to not have these really important truths spoken about regularly. In fact, one of the things I discovered is that John Paul II said that these truths should be continuously brought before people's minds. People need to be continuously reminded about the final judgment and the second coming. And Pope Benedict said something very similar, but very few people really pay attention to what popes say, really. Very few people really read carefully what popes say. So I'm just saying, I mean, Cardinal Seurat, that great African cardinal, said that people don't care anymore about the four last things: death, judgment, heaven, and hell. And these are the most important truths for people to know. If you don't know that we're going to appear before the judge of the seat of Christ at the end of our life and give an account for how we lived our life, you're probably not going to be prepared. You're probably not going to be able to give a good account.
Yeah, which is the question. It's part of the title, Are You Ready?
Yeah.
That you've put there. And I just think, friends, there's lots of endorsements in the book. I just want to mention at the beginning of the book and on the back of the book by very prominent leaders, you know, top level bishops and scholars and preachers and teachers. And I just want to read a little bit from Most Reverend Anthony Fisher, for the Archbishop of Sydney, he said at one point, too many people, pastors included, put their heads in the sand when it comes to our ultimate destiny.
Yeah, what a stupid thing to do. A stupid thing to do is put your head in the sand when the freight train's coming at you. There is a light in the end of the tunnel. It is the judgment. And what a foolish thing to ignore it.
Yeah, it is. And this is, as you have said many times, and we've talked about, this is crucial, essential information. And it's a profound gift that God in his mercy has revealed the destiny of the human race and what he's done to make a way for his desire to have every human being to share in his heavenly glory. And he's just making it so clear to us, and the book is so good at showing the many ways the Lord is doing it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. If we had a professor or a teacher in school, and there's going to be a final exam at the end of the class, and the teacher actually said, these are the questions they want to ask at the end of the exam, we say, what a merciful teacher.
Yeah.
That's the merciful God we have. He's revealed to us what life is all about. He's revealed to us how we end up in heaven rather than hell. He's giving us the answers to the final exam. Yeah. And not to pay attention to that is just really, really foolish. But we know that when people close their minds and hearts to the light of God that's convicting them of sin, they want to hold on to the sin. They don't want to repent. They don't want to believe. It says, Romans chapter 1, their minds were darkened. And they exchanged the truth of God for a lie. And they thought they were so wise, but they turned into fools instead. So we live in a culture where people are bragging about how wise they are. And it's just incredible how foolish they are.
Yeah, and good point in that not only does the church need, baptized people need greater clarity on this and to be able to understand it, but it seems like more and more, just the world at large, our country, and there's people just drifting from it and don't even want to think about it. Of course, it's like, I don't want to think about those things. It's depressing. It's discouraging. It's a buzzkill. Yeah. I got a lot of plans, other things I want to do. I don't want to be discouraged by that.
And this is why I'm concerned that sometimes even in high levels of the church, there isn't a burning zeal to really tell people the truth about salvation. I'm concerned that sometimes the Catholic Church is getting a reputation about making statements on social issues, which are important. It's an important part of loving one another. But I'm not hearing clear enough the voice of the apostles, like St. Paul, St. Peter on the day of Pentecost. Repent, every one of you, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you too will receive the Holy Spirit. And then later on he says, save yourself from this wicked generation. I mean, people are being swallowed up by a wicked generation. People are being swallowed up by peer pressure from the culture, and they're actually abandoning their faith because they think that it's old-fashioned or God is like trying to keep them from something good, just like in the Garden of Eden, right?
Yeah.
So I'm really concerned about the silence on these things, and I think it's kind of playing into the world. And I think that even a lot of church leaders are more concerned about pleasing the world than about pleasing God. I know it sounds terrible to say that, but I think it's really the case.
I think there definitely is that dynamic going on, the pressure of what will the world accept or not. But then there's also, I think, the challenge that lots of, I think, clergy and others face sometimes themselves is to say, I only see part of our people once a week. What kind of message do I want to communicate? I want to do something encouraging and upbuilding. I don't want to communicate something that might cause them to not want to come back, or they think it's too discouraging and the like of it. And it's a way of approaching it that's just not helpful at all. And I think just being faithful to delivering the mail.
Exactly. We haven't been told to make sure nobody gets upset by the teachings of Jesus. We've just been told to pass on the teachings of Jesus. And quite honestly, when I work with priests in different ways, I'll say, all you have to do is preach the lectionary. All you have to do is not ignore these challenging passages, because people most need to be challenged sometimes these days to wake up from their blindness, from their lack of truth priorities, from their lack of understanding about who Jesus really is. So you don't have to go out of your way to do anything. There's balance in the cycle of readings that the church brings forth and includes many things about the final judgment, the second coming, about repentance from sin. Don't shy away from those, because Jesus isn't going to ask us, were people upset when you preached? What he's going to ask is, did you do what I asked you to do? Did you actually preach and teach what I asked you to do? And what he said is, preach the gospel to all the nations. We know what the gospel is. Well, a lot of people don't, actually. Then he says, teach them everything I've taught you. Pass on to them everything I taught you. And we've got to be able to say, Lord, I did it. I passed on to them everything you taught us, even the hard things, because I know that the hard things are there because you love us and because you're merciful and you don't want us to end up destroyed, perishing. Yeah.
And I think trusting in the power of the Word of God itself, yeah. remembering that the whole work, the whole Scripture is animated by the presence and power of the Holy Spirit who makes the Word come alive. That is what penetrates human hearts. And it matters that we have faith in that Word, yeah. as teachers and preachers and other people, that we trust the Word. Yeah. And I remember a young guy on our staff a number of years ago, he was making a distinction in one of our staff meetings between the loving sayings of Jesus and the other sayings of Jesus.
Yeah.
And I just like, it hit me. I thought, wait a minute. Every single word that Jesus ever communicated to us was words of love.
Absolutely.
And we can't make those kind of distinctions in our mind.
Yeah.
It's just not helpful, because it usually leads to not talking about things that Jesus, the tough love that Jesus shows, so to speak,
yeah. Yeah.
in the sense that we have to come to terms with reality
yeah.
when we don't want to.
Yeah. Well, when somebody is living in illusion, when somebody is rationalizing self-destructive behavior, sometimes it takes a little bit of a Jesus shot
yeah,
to
yeah.
wake people up from that,
yeah.
which Jesus does all the time. But also another thing, Peter, is that, what did they say about Jesus? They said, wow, he's speaking with authority, unlike the scribes and Pharisees
huh.
who are on the one hand this and the other hand this, and yes, this is true, but, you know, the type of thing. They said, wow, he's speaking with authority. And he is speaking with authority, because he's not speaking just his own words as a man. He says, I'm speaking to you what God the Father is giving me to speak to you.
Yeah.
Hey, God the Father is speaking through Jesus. Hey, wow, we better pay attention, because he's God.
Yeah.
And he's the Lord. He's creator of the universe. He's infinitely holy. He's infinitely good. He's infinitely powerful. Yeah. Yeah, we better pay attention to what God the Father is speaking to us through Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit. So I think it comes down to, do you believe the Word of God or not?
Mm.
And despite all the confusion that Catholics have about, well, I don't know Greek or Hebrew, couldn't possibly understand it. Yes, you could. Jesus rejoiced because the learned and the clever weren't getting what he was saying, but he's saying, I rejoice, Father, because the merest of children are understanding. The essentials of the faith are understandable by somebody with no education. Most of the people who've ever lived in the history of the world didn't have theology degrees, but they're able to understand Jesus Christ and him crucified. They're able to understand truth when it's spoken with authority, with clarity. And we just need to have that happen again. A lot of people don't have confidence in the truth of God's word. So they preach it with confidence so people don't get it.
Yeah. Ralph, where can people get the book?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, I'm happy to say that while these programs are coming out this week, the book is available really all over. We, of course, would like to recommend that they get it through Renewal Ministries. So if they go to renewalministries.net, probably right there on the homepage, there'll be an opportunity to buy the book. But it's also available through Ave Maria, I think, and it's available through the publisher, St. Paul Publication. But let's face it, Amazon is so convenient, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and they're even doing drone shipments now within an
hour
or two.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Well, friends, we're just beginning the conversation. I hope you can join us tomorrow and the rest of the week. Dr. Martin and I, Ralph, will be jumping into the content of the book in a way that I think you'll find it very accessible and encouraging. God bless you.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Does God Judge? Wow, what a question, but it's a relevant question. Scripture says we were all appointed to die once, and then the judgment. We know for sure each one of us has an appointment in our future, and it takes Scripture, Catechism, and the saints to help us understand the beauty of God's plan and how we can look forward to the judgment as followers of Christ. If you'd like to get a free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/FOE.